Now, this bit now relates to what's going on in your tutorial sheet. Ion activity products. So an ion activity product we obtain by multiplying the concentration of a cation in solution and the concentration of the anion, and then multiplying by the activity coefficients for each. So it's the activity of the cation multiplied by the activity of the anion. The superscript C and superscript D, these relate to the equation for the compound that we're studying and how many of the cations are in that formula and how many of the anions are in that formula. Our degree of saturation is calculated by taking the ion activity product and dividing it by the solubility product. So our omega equals IAP over KFP. Now these things I give you in your huge formula sheet, you just have to remember that omega over I equals IAP over KFP means something to you. So if the omega value, degree of saturation, is greater than 1, it's supersaturated, so as I indicated for calcium carbonate, that is the situation in seawater. If it's under 1, it's undersaturated, and if it equals 1, then it's due to precipitate at any moment now. So for calcium carbonate then, at 3 to 6, it definitely is fully supersaturated. But the presence of other ions in seawater, and we know that seawater's got a high ionic concentration, this interferes with the straight precipitation of calcium carbonate from solution for most of the world's ocean floor. Generally speaking, it's the biological mechanisms that are emerging.